Okay, page 126. We're starting at the bottom of page 125, which is Simon Kuf Samach Zayin. Sivav. We'll only do one sif today, which will take us through the whole next page, and there's a lot to talk about over here. So let's understand this Mechaber Amar. We're talking a lot about Hafsekos, and we'll continue talking about Hafsekos between Netilas Yadayim and the Bracha of Netilas Yadayim. We talked about Hafsekos between the Bracha of Amotzi and eating the bread. That's what we're going to talk about now. If you make a real Hesek, if you talk, or you do some other type of Hesek in the middle, what is going to the din? You have to go back and make another Bracha. What's the din? So over here the Mechaber says, Yochol Miyad V'lo Yasiach Bein Bracha L'Achila. One should eat right away, and he should not talk between the bracha and the achila. The imsach, if one did talk though, what's the din? Sarich lachzor levarch. That is considered a hesek gamar. If you say amotzi lechem min haaretz, and before eating the bread, you go ahead and talk, that is a hesek. And so too, if it's a fruit, it's a vegetable, or any other food, if you make the bracha and then talk in between, you're masing your bracha and you have to go back and make a new bracha again. Ela imkein, unless. Unless the thing you talk about has to do with the thing you're making a bracha on, it's connected to what you are doing now, then that is not going to be considered a hesek. We'll come to some examples. Could go. Sheberach al pasuk kodem sharach amar haviu melech oliftan. You made a bracha motzi lachem na'aretz, and you said, pass the salt, pass the chumis. Okay? This is not only talking about the halacha that you have to dip in salt. This, since it's connected to eating the bread, you want to make your bread taste better. Okay, so therefore it's connected to what you're doing, so therefore that's not really a hesek. But if you're saying like a bracha and you say, how did the Mets do today? What's the score of the game? So then that is considered completely a hesek, because it's obviously nothing to do with the suda. So, but if you say melech oliftan, that is not considered a hesek. So also, tnu leploni lo'ochel. Give, pass the piece of bread to my wife, pass the piece of bread to Reuven, that is also not a hesek. Tnu machal lebehema, we all know, famous din also, that there's a din, there's a lacha. We'll see it in brachos, that you have to feed your animals before you feed yourself. Okay, first you feed your animals, okay, and then you feed yourself. So therefore, if you forgot, and you make a motzi, and you're like, whoops, I forgot to feed the dog first. Okay, and then, only then, and then you realize it. So therefore you could say, tu machal behema. So there, because once again, this is connected to me eating, because I'm really supposed to feed the dog first. The Magen Avraham holds, this is a din d'oraisa. The drasha is a complete drasha from what we say in Kriyat Shema every day, and therefore you're allowed to say tnu machal behema. Ukiyot zveila ain sarach levarach. If you make a hesek, that's something you do with the suda, that is not considered a hesek, and you do not have to go back and eat again. It could be by tnu machal behema, you should lichatchila do this. You should lichatchila talk in order to make sure you mekayim this din. Says the Rama mikol makom lichatchila lo yasikla lichatchila. Even things that are connected to the suda, one should not be masik. Okay, that would be lechatchila. Therefore, instead of saying pass the salt, you should do a motion with your hand to pass the salt, and everyone knows what you're talking about, because then you're not being masik, because lechatchila, one should not be masik. Vaha, says the Rama, a gigantic chiddush over here. Vaha, dimsach dvarim betel tzach lachzor luvarich. That which we said, if you talk about something that's not minyan asuda, you have to go back and make another bracha. Hainu davka shesach kodem shachal abotzeah. If you have a lot of people eating, and the Baal HaBayis makes a bracha, the only time you have to go back and make another bracha is if you talked before the person making a motzi ate from the bread. Let's say Reuven is the Baal HaBayis, he makes the bracha, and he goes ahead and takes a bite of the bread, and then he starts passing around the bread, and before you eat from the bread, you speak. That is not considered a hefsek according to the Rama. Why is this? Because all the things, why is something a hefsek between the bracha and eating? Because your bracha has to be chal. It has to go on something. It has to fall on something in order for there not to be a hefsek. And over here, the Baal HaBayis' bracha is chal. What's a chal? On the bread that he eats. Once it's chal on the bread he eats, you're not going to be, it's not considered a hefsek in the bracha according to the Rama. And even if you talk before you ate, it is not considered a hefsek, and you could continue eating out the bracha that the Baal HaBayis said. That's the chiddush of the Afal Pisha. Dain lo achlo acherim musumim, and all the other people not eat yet. Far yotzu kulam ba'achilas abotzei. You're yotzei the bracha. The bracha is already chal through the eating of the botzeah, through the eating of Reuven the Baal HaBayis. Ki ein srichim kulam lachol min prusa abotzeah. Because not everyone does not have to eat from the prusa of the botzeah. Raksha osin chen lechibu mitzah. Really, they're only doing it for chibu mitzah. So let's just on this Roma though. This Roma is a big chiddush. Kimat all the achronim disagree with this Rama, and they held not only does the Baal HaBayis have to eat, but if you masik before you eat, it'll be a hefsik in your bracha. We see that in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Gimel, after he brings down the explanation of the Rama that I just told you, says three lines down, or four lines down, Vihine Zerak Das Rama. This is only the opinion of the Rama. Aval Kimat Kol HaChronim Cholkan Alav. Kimat, all the Achorim disagree with them. Asrilu dilo adif hashomea miyamivarech. So there's no difference between the person listening to the bracha or the person making the bracha. Kishesach kodem timaso shechozer mivarech. That he would have to go ahead and make a bracha again. That is considered a hefsik according to Rav Achorim. So this is one area we'll see. We'll see over here in Halacha that even though the Rama, who's the father of Ashkenazic psak, we do not follow the Rama over here. We follow the psak of the Mishnah Berurah because the Achronim. The Achron disagree with the Rama. This would be the same thing. The Shulchan Aruch didn't mention this. The Beis Yosef says Beferish holds like these Achronim also, and therefore Halacha L'maaseh both Ashkenazim and Sfardim. If you talk before eating, your bracha is not chal. May the Baal HaBayis' bracha is chal, but your keilu, you're making the bracha also through the Baal HaBayis, and therefore if you masik, then that is masik the bracha, and therefore you would have to make a nisuh. He made a motzi. He ate. He passed around the bread, and before you took a bite of the bread, you ate the same thing by kiddush. Same thing by the Borei Pri HaGafen of Kiddush. You could be Yotze the Kiddush, but not the Borei Pri HaGafen Shibbo. And you would have, if you spoke before drinking from the grape juice or the wine or from the motzi, you would have to go back and make a new bracha because you are masik, and that's how we would paskin halacha lemaisa. Okay? So all the questions to the end, please, because there's still a couple more things that we want to get done. Now, how long, very important, this is a very, very long, well, every day we have this challenge. When you make a bracha, at what point is your bracha chal? Is it when you put the food in your mouth? Or sometime after that? When is it that you could start talking? We know you're allowed to talk in the middle of the suda. You don't have to wait till the end of your suda to talk. At what point is your bracha chal? Is it so that's the Mishnah Berurah Beferish over here. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Katan Lamed Hei, V'lo yaseach, you should not speak, not make hazit, ad shi yichla lilos k'tsas mi'aprusa v'yivla enu. It's not good enough just to taste the food. You have to swallow a little bit of food. And this is lamaisa. You're supposed to swallow a piece of the food. Doesn't have to be the whole bite. At least part of the bite of food you have to swallow a little bit. And before you are masik. Came in the pasuk of Shulchan Aruch, comments on the Rishiyah, the Batoin, Levadim, Lo, Balo, Yitzarach, Bracha. We're not going to get into that one now. Inkin, Iker, Bracha, Lablia. The Iker, Bracha is on the swallowing. Not on the taste of your tongue, but on the swallowing. Therefore, you have to swallow first. Okay? Now, in brackets, it does bring down a chai adam. It says, chai adam, klal mem tet mitzadid. You see it right to three lines from the bottom of the page. Chai adam, klal mem tet mitzadid, da'afilu lo bala. Even if you didn't swallow rakatam, you only didn't swallow the food itself, but you swallowed it with your saliva, the taste, the flavor. Shematza b'vi min alisa ein sarach lachso levarach. But the evidence that would be good enough if you just swallowed the flavor. And therefore, let's say you're having gum, or sucking candy, or you're not going to swallow part of the food. It's good enough l'chatchila to rely on this chai adam and just swallow taste. But let's say you're having a piece of bread or anything else that you know you should first swallow before. B'di'evit, if one swallowed the taste, it would be good enough. Okay, we leave tzarech in. It's mamash, as Safik Brahma will say, only because the Safik Brahma is not hakel. Once you put it in your mouth, it's unclear what to do alach l'maisa even before you swallow the taste, if there would be hasik. But for sure, one has to, you don't start saying and things like that after you put the food in the mouth. First, you should swallow before doing anything else, because that is when the bracha is chal, only after swallowing the food. So that's a very alach l'maisa. Every time we eat, we drink, you should first swallow, and then you can go ahead and make a bracha. We learn a lot of alachas from this hilchos suda over here. Oh, and the same thing by mitzvahs. By mitzvahs, also, you have to first start the mitzvah. Let's say you have a mitzvah that takes a long time. Let's say like bedikas chametz. Bedikas chametz, you make a bracha. Okay, when could you masik? So really, you're not supposed to masik till the end of bedikas chametz. It's really b'chatchila, not to wait till the end. But let's say b'di'evit, you started the mitzvah. You started looking around your house, and then you're a masik. That's not going to be a hefsek in the bracha because you already started the mitzvah, and therefore the bracha is chori chal. You want the bracha to be chal, and it's chal, it needs to fall on something. Once the bracha falls on something, it's not considered a hefsek anymore. Okay? Fine. Now, let's move one more thing. A couple more things there, sorry. Is Sifkat Mem talks about over here about feeding your animal first. But says the B'Shem the Magen Avram, Kata Magen Avram, Sifkat Mem, B'Shem Sefer Chasidim, Delishtos. The only thing by feeding your animals is dafka by food. Is dafka by food. By feeding, the animal comes first, then you. But by drinking, Adam Kodom Abahema, a person comes before your animal by drinking. Where do we see this? So even though we have a pasuk in the Torah that says feeding animals comes first, we have two psukim in the Torah that tell you drinking comes first. One is by the source is by Rivka. By Rivka, when he finishes, she's feeding Eliezer. She first gives Eliezer to drink, and then Vigangam Lach Ashka. That's what that pasuk over here. The Rivka Shamar Levit Shtei Vigangam Lach Ashka. That is one pasuk. There's another pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu when he hits the rack and the water comes out. He first gives Bnei Yisrael to drink, and then he gives the animals to drink. So those are two sources the Magen Avraham gets. The Tzimfer, I don't remember if he quotes the second source also. Okay, there is an Orach Chaim that disagrees with this. Orach Chaim al Torah gives a different shot why Rivka gave to Eliezer first, because he was so thirsty, and according to that, it would be disagree with this Magen Avraham, but that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins over here. By drinking, people come before going ahead and feeding him. Except for one thing, Rav Nevinsel does bring down one exception to the rule. And see, in Divras Lubahema, he says, Katav Vishari, Chuvakan Sikon Beis Dilachatul. By a cat, ain chay medina lahakdim ezonosav. You don't have to feed a cat first. The time nom name shemotzi muzzle la'atzel. Since a cat finds food by herself, you don't really have to feed the cat. Therefore, as we know, so look around the rova, you'll see they find food just fine. Is therefore, but if you have a cat, you don't really have to makdim your cat's food before your own food. According to the Shara Tshuva that's brought down from Nevinsel, everyone should have a great day.